I'm Jay Hanselman, and I am here with Mary Ann Zalesnik, WVXU's news director and Morning Edition host. Hello, Mary Ann.
Hey.
So, doing Morning Edition, we all know that you have to get up super, super early. So what time do you have to get up?
Well, it depends.
It depends.
It depends. Most days it's around 3. If it's really cold and I've showered the night before, I can make it 3:20 or so.
Now, and I'm going to maybe embarrass you, I used to know that you used to have like 3 different alarm clocks. Do you still use 3 different alarm clocks?
I don't do that because I was single at that time. My husband would not really approve. But what I do is my clock is set 2 hours and 22 minutes fast.
So you have to remember.
So when I'm getting up at 3, my clock will say 5:22.
Okay.
You want me to explain why?
Yes, because I'm very confused.
Because who in their right mind would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
So it makes it more palatable yeah. to get up at 5:22 instead of 3:22.
Right. If I look at that, it's okay. But my husband always says, but then you have to do math, because sometimes I hit snooze and then I have to figure out exactly. And if you have to do math, then that wakes you up in the morning.
So getting up at 5:22 or 3:22 or whatever your clock says. I was supposed to ask you if you're that you're probably not a night owl, but what I know is getting up that early, I think you are a night owl, because I think sometimes you don't go to bed till after 10 o'clock.
Well, that is true. But
and that would kill me, because when I fill in for you, if I'm not in bed by 9 o'clock, it's over.
No, sometimes I go to bed 10:30, but there's a caveat here. There's always a nap, no matter what. Well, and if there's not a nap, you don't want to be around me because it's bad. But at 1 in the afternoon, and anyone here can say that, when it gets to be 1:30, if I'm still here, and some days it happens that I have to work late, I'm pretty much good for nothing. I'm great in the morning, good in the afternoon, late afternoon and evening, but that midday, I'm 1 to 4, 1 to 3. I don't think any human should have to work at that time of day.
So once you're here, mm-hmm. what do you have to do to get ready for Morning Edition?
Well, the first thing I do is just take a look at email and get the weather forecast ready and pull out all of the information I need for the upcoming programs for the day. And then I go in and take a look at what's available to me in the news. And I have a lot of sources. Of course, lots of times you leave me news stories, and all the other reporters that we have here at WVXU will leave stories. I make sure that we're using some fresh information. I see if there's anything new from Ohio Public Radio or Kentucky Public Radio. I check through the Associated Press wire and see what's there that we may want to use. And sometimes I get information in my email and sort of go through all of that and sort it all out, fill in all my newscasts, and then, of course, realize that I have more news than I have time for, and I have to go back in and edit it and take some out and put other things in and work it all around.
So what at WVXU is your biggest accomplishment? What are you most proud of and why?
Wow. I should have thought about this one before we started. I guess I'm just proud of the work that we do as a whole. I think that we have grown our news department a lot over the past several years, and we're continuing to do that. And I think we do news that others don't. I think that we really provide in-depth coverage, as NPR is known for, and we don't run after a lot of quote-unquote silly stories. We try to really provide news. I think I'm also proud of the relationship I think I have with the listeners most of the time. Of course, there are people that hate me, probably won't tell me that in person, but I'd love to meet people and get some conversations going with them to find out what they're really looking forward to.
What about technology? Has that made your job easier or has it made it more difficult?
Yes, both.
No, you have to pick.
It's easier because I'm not using razor blades and splicing tape anymore to create stories, although frankly I don't do as much reporting, but back when I did, that made it a lot harder. So technology in that regard makes it easier. When we put a newscast together, we have a timer. If it's right there on the computer, if it tells me whether that newscast is going to be too long or too short. But because of technology, we're always on. I mean, there's never a time when I'm away from work. I think that's true of anybody, not just in radio. News happens all the time, so I'm on email all the time.
Mary Ann loves email.
Love it? No, but am forced to pay close attention to it.
What's the best part about a fun drive?
It's fun. It's because you're there with me in the morning. What else could it be?
Come on. We're getting deep.
No, I do. I think that you and Sherry Mancini, who is our development director, we have a good time. And I like that. And it's an opportunity to sort of let our personality show through a little bit more. When I'm doing a newscast, I don't have much opportunity to do that. Today, we did have a piece on the Funk Museum that's going in Dayton. And we're recording this on, what is this, January 10th? And so we had a piece on the Funk Museum. And so, yeah, I was dancing around the studio, and that was a lot of fun, and was able to talk a little bit about that. But ordinarily, you don't have an opportunity to let your personality show through. And during the fun drives, we can. I think people get to know a little bit more about who we are, both you and me, and all of the other hosts that are on the air during the fun drive. And it's wonderful to actually realize how many people are listening and value the station if they take the time to contribute.
Okay, lightning round here. Let's play How Well Do You Know Me?
I'll try.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, what's my favorite breakfast item during the fun drive?
Glazed donuts with chocolate icing.
Check. Who has more Twitter followers, me or you?
Me.
When you talk with your hands, how do I let you know you're talking with your hands?
By talking with your hands.
And as we wrap up, this is something that folks ought to know, that we have known each other for nearly, this is freaky, 28 years.
That long, huh?
And certainly we often tease each other on the air. And actually, we got a couple of emails one time that said that I was mean to Marianne. And we want to set the record straight here.
He's mean. No kidding.
We want to set the record straight. It's all in good fun. And generally, when I'm teasing you, it's not meant to hurt you. We're trying to have fun and raise money.
Right. And we pick on each other. We both do that. That's just sort of the name of the game.
Well, thank you, Marianne.
Thank you.